Thank you, Robert. In the news, there's new hope that a Keswick mother will get coverage for the life-saving chemotherapy that's treating her pancreatic cancer. For several weeks, we've been telling you about Lydia Toporowski's battle to get Ontario to approve FOLFIRINOX. It's a drug combination that's available in other provinces. It looks like the pressure is speeding up the process, and a health ministry panel will decide next week. Libby Znaimer has more.
Well, I'm hoping it'll get passed. That would be amazing for a lot of people, including myself. I'm at the point of whether I should take my car back to the dealership, trying to reallocate finances. I ask my parents sometimes, but they're on pension, so it's hard for them. It's hugely difficult.
That's because the chemotherapy that's saving her life is costing her $3,400 a month. But the approval of FOLFIRINOX is now on the agenda of next Wednesday's meeting of the Health Ministry's Committee to Evaluate Drugs. Dr. Jim Biagi of Cancer Care Ontario will present the medical evidence.
We'll make a strong medical argument in favor, and the data, both in terms of helping patients survive longer than what they currently would be expected to, and also in terms of a quality of life argument, there's a hands-down winner here.
He's optimistic that the regimen will be approved and already has some patients in mind for the treatment, but he's hoping it will happen fast enough to help Lydia.
I would think as soon as it's approved, she would be eligible for coverage, which would be great. I have to say, Lydia bringing her case into the public domain is very brave, and I think this has been very helpful for our attempt to get this covered. Now, of course, we don't know that this regimen will be approved.
I really hope they look at my case. It's given me new hope. It's given me actually hope for the future.
I'm Libby Znaimer for the new Classical 96.3 FM.